Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Christ's second coming has been prophesied, but no one knows exactly when his return will be. Visions of Christ coming back have been bestowed to a chosen few, and among them is then 80-year-old Christian engineer Norman Talsell. Norman has been graced with two visions presented 2 years apart. These vivid visions signal the warning that Christ will return in no time, coming back on earth within our children's lifetime. One of the realistic visions he received from God asked him to write a book with a given title, God, the Here and the Hereafter, the Way to Heaven, to tell all of eternity and help evangelize the world. God, the Here and the Hereafter, the Way to Heaven, was brought into being through God's grace. Norman authored God's promising book at the enlightened age of 91. It was roughly a decade of interpreting the biblical last 7 years of God's 6,000-year week. The long journey of writing down God's task was a fruition of how the Lord has used multiple miracles to convince Norman to honor his request. God, the Here and the Hereafter, the Way to Heaven, intends to teach the lesson and the readers how to be heaven ready in anticipation of the Messiah's return. An insightful and thought-provoking work, and author Norman Talsell joining us on This Week in America. Norman, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, I'm happy to be here, especially at my age.
Well, I mentioned this, and we'll get into the age factor. This is just incredible what you've been able to do over the course of the last 11 years, 80 years old, when you got this message. And let's start with that. It's a fascinating story how this came about. Few have been chosen with information to receive information on the second coming. Why do you think you were chosen for this task?
I think you ought to ask God, because I kept asking him, why me? And story I had in arguing with him that he got the wrong person was an interesting discussion, because when I first had the dream, the first vision was a red board with pitch black letters essentially said that Christ was going to return, and there was an EMP pulse sort of that came with it that said, in our lifetime. That was the first dream, and then there was a 2 year lapse before I had the second dream, and the second dream, this voice, which I immediately knew had to be God, he asked me to write a book, and then he gave me the title of the book I should write, and said, well, you should fill in the blanks. In other words, he gave me the title of God, the Here and the Hereafter, and I was supposed to go away and start writing and fill in all the blanks with what the book would say. And I had an interesting argument with him asking how do I know this isn't coming from my head? And so the information had said that the book would help evangelize the world in the end times. And the sermon the next Sunday was on evangelizing the world. So he had my attention, and I asked next, I said, well, that's good information, and I went and asked the pastor for a copy of the sermon, and I said that what else can you tell me? Well, there, in between the two dreams, there was a tiny 3-year-old or 10-year-old girl by the name of Jackie Evanko, and I loved her for the first time I heard her. And that was even a coincidence, because I got the link from my ex-secretary at UNIVAC. And I listened to that song every night, because I loved her voice. And there was this funny thing at the end of it, where a male voice, after a 10-second pause, gave the three parables of the buried treasure, the the valuable pearl in the net. And these were the parables. These were the kingdom of heaven for the valuable pearl and the treasure and the net that God was going to use to catch us to see which were good and which were bad. Well, that led then into me becoming convinced, because I remember I was in the last vision where he told me to write the book. I kept thinking back to the song, because the song had these mysterious 10-second pause, and the message that the kingdom of heaven is what we should seek. And when I put the two together, and trying to figure out whether this is real or not, I found out that the song that Jackie had sung halfway between the two dreams, and I had called the dream impossible, the title of the song she had sung was The Impossible Dream. And at that point, I
Amazing.
Knew that everything was real.
That is just one of the, I mentioned in the beginning, the miracles that he gave you through the way to prove that this was actually his voice. This is just a remarkable story. Norman Talso is our guest on the program. That's T-A-L-S-O-E. His website is journeytosalvation.com, book published, and their information at writersbranding.com. Of course, Amazon, the usual places, all of this on our website. We'll give you this as we go through the program. This led to roughly a decade, a little bit more, of interpreting the biblical last 7 years. Talk about that process. And I understand during this process, you kept asking, when will I be done? And it took a while to get there. What was that like, doing the research and putting this together, almost never ending? Like I said, it was over a decade. What was it like in putting this book together?
Well, That was sort of interesting. I had written the first version, which was 571 pages long, and that was way too much. And every night I pray, am I ever going to publish this book? And God kept promising, yes. And the other interesting thing is that when you write a book about God and some of the first information you have to ask, and I had to ask about it when I was going through the Bible. I said, God, I don't understand how the tribulation, the rapture, all of this ties together. And in a heartbeat, he gave me the answer. He said the answer was there'll be the first 3.5 years of Daniel's 7-year timeline will be the wrath of the Lamb, where Jesus will take care of all the Revelation 6 prophecies,
yes,
and the punishments that would happen. And the last 3.5 years would be when the Antichrist was in power, and God would take care of that, much as he did in the days of the Pharaoh. All of these things that he brought to the Pharaoh, he would bring to the last 3.5 years, which would lead up to finally Armageddon at the end.
The book is called God, the Here and the Hereafter, The Way to Heaven by Norman B. Talso, T-A-L-S-O-E. Book available literally wherever books are sold. His website is journeytosalvation.com. You can get information, order the book there as well. Amazon, writersbranding.com will give you all of this as we go through the program. What do you hope to do with the book? I mentioned intending to teach the listeners, the readers, to be heaven ready in anticipation. What do you hope, what is the goal as people read this book, God the Here and the Hereafter? What is the message you want to get through to them?
Well, the message essentially covers Daniel's timeline, which are the last 7 years leading up to Armageddon. And we are actually in that point in time now. The transition is being made. And if you look at what's going on in the world and compare it to what's in Matthew 24, where it says people will hate each other. There'll be nations against nations and wars and on, famine and so on. And so we're entering that point in time. And the reason God wanted me to write this book is when people start becoming aware that things are really going bad, they'll know where to go to read to get salvation from Jesus after all, because the sinners are the ones that are going to suffer the most. God will look after his own.
This book is detailed, it's well organized, a deep exploration of the way to salvation, hard facts, meticulously researched by our guest, Norman Talso, T-A-L-S-O-E, the book available wherever books are sold, his website, journeytosalvation.com. It's been said, and you said it, the correct rapture tribulation timeline was as important as the Ten Commandments. If not correctly interpreted, Christian followers will not understand what is ahead in the final days. Talk about the importance of this, what you've done, this book, and the message in the book. Why is this so important?
Well, the importance is that we are in the last 7 days of this age. God's week is 6,000 years, and we are in the very end of those 6,000 years. And you know that Christ came and that he was going to come again. And at the very end, at Armageddon, where that battle will take place, it'll end this age, and there'll be massive loss of population. But those who are in God have nothing to worry about. It'll end this age, and it'll set Christ ready for his thousand-year reign in the following point in time, where it would be a thousand-year would be the Sabbath to the 6,000-week we are about to end.
What did you learn in doing the research and how it impacted you? Were there challenges, surprises along the way as you were writing the book? The book is God, the Here and the Hereafter, The Way to Heaven. Norman Talso, T-A-L-S-O-E, our guest on the program. What was this like? What did you learn in writing this book?
I think that why it took 11 years is that there's a lot of parallelism in the Bible. And as you link that parallelism together, you get a greater story. It's like having an event that's going on in front of you, and you're looking at it from different angles with a camera, as the parallel verses start taking effect, it gives that additional information, which allowed me to flesh out the last 7 years of Daniel's timeline that leads into the final battle.
All of this outlined meticulously in Norman's book, God, the Here and the Hereafter, The Way to Heaven. How did this impact you? And I guess I'm asking you, maybe tell us how you're preparing, what this has done for you, the steps that you have taken. How has this impacted you and your preparation for this period?
Well, as far as impacting me, I feel I've been living a miracle for the last 11 years, if not longer. There have been episodes that I've had guardian angels watch over me that I didn't get killed by some unforeseen thing that would happen. And so I feel that at the point I started writing, I had become born again. And that's all I need to worry about in terms of preparation. I keep asking God, well, how long are you going to keep me around down here? and I think I hear a giggle, but I don't know.
Well, you are doing remarkably well. I mean, what's amazing, if you missed the beginning of this, this all began for Norman when he was 80 years old, finished up when he was 91, now 92, and just as sharp as somebody half his age. I mean, it's incredible the work that went into this, in the book, being able to lay it out, to explain it like he has. The book is God, the Here and the Hereafter, The Way to Heaven. Norman, talk a little bit about what sets this book apart. There, people may listen and go, there are a number of books in this genre. What would make this one different? Why would this book be more helpful to me than some of the others? And this book really is unique, isn't it?
Yes, I believe it is. When anybody or any other book starts looking at Revelation, typically they do it in a very piecemeal way, and most of the journeys into looking at Revelation between different authors, none of them agree with each other. I mean, it's such a tough subject that most everybody's take on it that they write about is, I would say, let me put it this way. I don't think I could write this book in any less than the 11 years I was given, because the first 10 years God was telling me what he didn't want. And finally, when I asked it, when I put this one in place, which really defines what the times we're in and what's coming, that's the thing that's appropriate to mankind, is that they really don't know where they are and what's going to happen shortly. And most of the other people that have written about it, they don't agree with each other. There's many arguments going back and forth. So I would hope that the thing that I did in going through these 11 years, spend more time to get a greater picture of what's actually going to happen.
I think that is what set one of the many things that sets this book apart from the others. First of all, the whole genesis of this, the beginning, how this happened, and the message that that Norman received, and again, the meticulous research that was put in over a period extending beyond a decade to write the book, God, the Here and the Hereafter. Time is going by so quickly on the program. I'll direct you to Norman's website, journeytosalvation.com. You can buy the book there, of course, at Amazon, all of the usual places. As we wrap up, I want to talk about, just touch on some of the important moments in the coming apocalypse. Maybe talk about some and when you think this will happen, because, again, this is imminent from what I'm understanding. What should we be looking for?
Well, we're at a point in time where, if you look at Daniel's timeline, the pivotal point is in Daniel 9:27, when the Antichrist made his covenant with the many, and essentially said that there will be peace over these 7 years, and walking through it, Jews were allowed to, in the first part of the 7 years, to do their sacrifices and things in the temple. But in order to put this in place, the old temple has to be restored, so that the Antichrist can take it over and tell the world that he is Christ, the returned Christ. That timeline is briefly what the book is all about. It says that there's these 3.5 years early that will be in where they be challenged not to take the mark of the beast, which says that if you do take it, you will become Satan's followers. If you don't, you won't be able to purchase anything, and you'll be fighting for your own life, because you can't find food or sustenance for your family. So the world is about to see where this is going. The threat of war in the Far East and the potential imminent takeover of Israel by the Muslim countries is before us. And those threats exist in the Far East with China and Russia and everything else. So these wars are pending to become the big World War III that one expects to see from biblical prophecy.
So many people have questions, and Norman has answers. The book is God, the Here and the Hereafter, the Way to Heaven. I'm going to take a minute or so here at the end. That title was given to you. It was specifically given to you. Not only I want you to write a book, I want you to write this book with this title. And this is really appropriate, isn't it? God, the Here and the Hereafter. That really walks us through what we need to know, the different stages. In fact, the book is laid out that way as well. The title really is a summation of what we need to know, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And the time is dire because we're just, I think, in the first stages of the first 3.5 years of the wrath of the Lamb, where the seal judgments are starting to take place. You have the imminent return of the white horse and the charger out to conquer, which is the Antichrist. And that would tell about the first part of his becoming an important item for people to worry about.
I mentioned in the beginning the intent of this book. One of the intents is to teach the readers, listeners, in this particular case with the interview, how to be heaven ready in anticipation of the Messiah's return. The book is insightful. It's thought-provoking. It's incredibly important, especially now. The name of the book is God, the Here and the Hereafter, The Way to Heaven by Norman Talso. If you're Googling, T-A-L-S-O-E. His website is journeytosalvation.com. Book available, writersbranding.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Norman, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. An excellent job over the last 11, 12 years. Started when you're 80, 91 when it was published, 92 now. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program and delivering this very important message. Very impressive job. Well done. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Norman Talso, T-A-L-S-O-E. The book, once again, God, the Here and the Hereafter, The Way to Heaven. You will find all of this information and a link directly to Norman's website, journeytosalvation.com, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you're listening to This Week in America. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.